Hi, this is Alison Thompson. Welcome to Conversations with Authors. My guest today is Susan Ritchie. Susan's first book, Strategies for Being Brilliant, came out in 2013, and it's a unique mix of personal story and self-help advice. In our conversation, she talks about where the inspiration for the book came from, what she learned during the writing process, and where being a published author has taken her so far. Good afternoon, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Alison. I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
Thank you for taking the time to come and talk to me today. So I want to ask you, first of all, your book, Strategies for Being Brilliant, what inspired you to start writing it?
I'd always wanted to be a writer ever since I was a teenager. And I'd always thought that I wanted to write fiction, and I think I will at some point in the future. But I really, the book is based on about a 10-year stretch of my life, and I realised when I started telling people about my adventures and those stories verbally that people reacted in such a positive way, and somebody suggested, oh, there's a book in here, you know, are you going to write it down? And that kind of gave me the idea. I thought, oh, yes, actually, yes, there is. And that was what really prompted me to start writing everything out. And I'm obviously really glad that I did. So that the book is the culmination of my adventures with my son in Asia and Central America. We moved back to the UK in 2010, and the book is the story of that time, really. So, yeah, that's what made me do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting combination of sort of your story and the bits and pieces about the travel and the things that you did while you were travelling in that part of the world, and the sort of the self-help tips that you must have acquired as a result of what you were doing. It's quite an interesting combination.
It is, definitely. And I think that's one of the reasons it works so much. And certainly one of the things that I use a lot in my work with women now is I use my own stories. I tell stories. Everything's very much rooted in personal experience. So I talk about things that have happened to me, what I've learnt from it. And I think in sharing my own stories in that way gives other people permission to tell their own stories, maybe for the first time in their lives. And that, for me, feels really good and feels quite empowering. And the fact that, you know, things I've been through can help other people as well is really quite humbling. And so the book is a combination of all of those things.
It's very true that the idea of storytelling and sharing stories, when I go and give talks about my book, which is about me and my son, I find that me sharing my story opens up the floodgates for other people to share their stories, and it's quite a cathartic experience actually when that starts happening.
So
very true. So what did you learn during the writing process?
I learned lots about myself. I learned the art of self-discipline, which is something that I've not previously been known for, and I would not say comes near the top of my list of achievements, but the discipline involved in making myself sit down and commit everything to paper was tremendous. And of course, I can look back now and see that I've done it and know that I will be able to do that again in the future, you know, with further books. Mm. I think also not being a perfectionist, just doing it. I'm one of these people, I think, in the past where I would hesitate, procrastinate about starting stuff because what if it wasn't good enough? And the writing process taught me that it didn't matter the first time if it's not good enough. That the important thing is that you actually get it down on the paper. Mm. And that's what matters. And then I think the other thing that kind of connected to the question that you asked me before really was that understanding that I've got a voice, I've got something to say. And that came as a real shock and a real piece of learning for me, that not only I did have something to say, but that people wanted to listen to it and people wanted to read it as well, which was marvellous. So in terms of building my own confidence and seeing value in myself, that's that's something I've learnt enormously from the whole process.
It's so true, isn't it? You know, people often say, oh, well, I don't know what's right about, and why would anyone care what I've got to say anyway? But we all have such amazing, unique stories that are interesting and that are full of information that other people can draw on and be inspired by.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think we all go through life on autopilot a lot of the time, and we don't really perhaps know the people around us that we work with. We ask perfunctory questions, you know, how are you today, and don't really stop and listen to the answers. But we're surrounded by inspiring people if only we took the time to listen and learn from them.
Oh, definitely. So how did you go about publishing your book?
Okay, I self-published. I did consider finding a publisher, but by the time I seriously considered that, I'd left it too late. I actually had the launch party for the book in my diary for almost a year beforehand. One of the main people who'd encouraged me to write the stories down was a man, a local businessman who runs a networking group, and he heard me speak and said, there's a book there, so let's get your launch party in the diary at the networking group.
So if ever there's a way to inspire you to get something done, well, that's the way, isn't it?
It certainly motivated me, I will definitely say that. And of course, once that was in and I'd started writing it, it was really too late to try and find a publisher. So I went down the self-publishing route, and I ended up using a local printer that, again, I'd met through a networking group, and they did a fantastic job. Absolutely fantastic job for me. I was able to go and look around. They gave me and my husband a tour of the factory and the printing presses. And on the day the book was being run off the press, he was sending me pictures of, you know, the book literally hot off the press. It was all very exciting. And then the day it was all ready, he delivered these boxes to my house with my books in it. It was just very, very exciting, process.
It's quite emotional, isn't it, when you open the box for the first time and hold that book in your hand.
All that work, it was amazing, and to hold it in your hand finally was just fabulous. So that's the process that I used. When I write the next one, I will probably not have my launch party booked, and I will explore the possibility of using a publisher just to compare the two, really, and see what the differences are.
So the company that you used, is that print on demand, or was that a sort of short run publishing?
Short run publishing. So okay. we had 300 copies printed off, and I'm very happy to say that we have less than half of them left, which is brilliant. And also it's available on Kindle as well, which I uploaded, and that's for sale on Amazon. So, and I sell it through Amazon, and I manage it myself. I'm, you know, not JK Rowling. I'm a marketplace seller. So if anybody orders it, we've got the books here and we just send them out. So it's quite an easy and seamless process, really.
No, it all sounds very smooth, and a good way to go about doing it. So you've got the kind of self-publishing, but with the backing of an organisation that's experienced in doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the option was there. If I did want them to distribute the book for me, they would have done that as well. But there was an additional cost to that. And like I said, you know, I sell a few copies every month, so it's no great hassle to manage that myself. But that service was there, and you know, when I do write my bestseller, Alison, then you know that is maybe what I will use. But until now, it's nice to give business to somebody locally as well. I really believe that we ought to, you know, being a local business owner, I think we ought to be supporting people that we know, and where possible, I really wanted to use the services of people that I know are in and around Lincoln or that have been recommended to me. So it felt quite like a good thing to do, to use a local printer.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting way to go about it. So what's happened since publishing your book? Have you had any sort of amazing life-changing things happen, or has the business changed focus as a result of the book?
That's an interesting question, actually, and I kind of have been reflecting on that. I think one of the big successes of it is helping me develop links with the BBC. I sent along a copy to a woman called Nicola Gilroy, who's a presenter on the BBC. She does the afternoon or lunchtime show now. And she invited me along to the station to talk about it. And it was great because she said to me, when I got the book, I thought, oh no, not another self-help book. She said, but I read it, Sue. She said, and I think it's fantastic. She said, you don't sit on a pedestal. You're not preachy. Everything you talk about, you know, is real. And you are quite open and honest about your mistakes and things when things haven't gone as well. She was very, very, very keen. And she's become a big sort of advocate of the book. And that interview is opened up links with the BBC, so I go in regularly now and I do a lunchtime chat show once a month. And through there I've been to do a film review, so I've been on that once, and I'm going on again in December. So that kind of exposure has been really very useful, and from that, of course, you meet other people. So it's in terms of networking and forming connections been tremendously, tremendously useful. And I think having written that initial book, it helped me to define a bit more clearly what I do within my business and the kind of services that I offer to professional women. And it's helped me refine those. So that was very much, I think, the launch pad for me. And I think now my business probably looks quite different to what it did maybe, you know, a year, 18 months ago.
So did you kind of anticipate any of that happening just as a result of publishing a book, or did it kind of take you back a bit?
It did kind of take me back a bit, really. I remember coming back in home from the studio after the first interview and, you know, putting on Facebook, I've been to the BBC and Nicola loved my book, and people were saying, of course you wouldn't. And it was like, I was really very, very sort of chuffed and excited about it, and it was very, very exciting, and I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest, having never published anything before. But that's been definitely one of the most exciting of it.
No, that's fantastic. So what lessons or tips or advice could you pass on to other aspiring authors who might be listening to this and thinking, yeah, I've got a book in me as well?
Write it down. Just get it down. Just get it down on paper. Worry about, you know, the nuts and bolts of it later. Worry about what it looks like later. You can always get somebody else to do those things for you. So just make a start. Just start writing. And understand that there's plenty of help out there on the internet and from other people who have published their own books, and it is not as daunting. When I first started researching about how to publish, I was clueless. So I did a few Google searches, I spoke to different people who were very helpful and explained the process to me, and it is much easier than you might think from getting the ideas out of your head onto the paper, finding somebody to edit it for you and knock it up into shape, and then finding out about different ways to physically publish it. And even, you know, if you just want a book that's purely on Kindle rather than a physical copy, that's perfectly acceptable and perfectly easy to do as well. And I surprised myself about how I managed to upload it to Amazon myself. So it's very doable to do it.
It's a lot more straightforward than people think, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are your writing plans for the future? You mentioned at the beginning that you'd actually thought about writing a novel. So is that still in there somewhere, or are there more non-fiction books to come?
And I have an idea for a novel that I've had for many years.
Okay.
And not made it onto the paper yet. And it's a close contender to that, or self-help book number two, which is all going to be about helping professional women to be more influential at work, promoting their personal impact and presence and visibility. So it's kind of a little battle at the moment, which one of those do I want to to focus on. They will both see the light of day, but it's a question of which one first, and I haven't quite decided yet. I've started self-help book number two.
Okay. So
we'll just see. I'm busy writing other kinds of stuff at the moment, you know, materials and products and workshops and things. So we'll just see what comes out. But it won't be this year. It's going to be 2015 for that. So.
Okay, well, there's not much of this year left, actually, is there?
There is, no.
So it sounds like it's very much a case of watch this space.
Yes, definitely.
So, Richie, thank you very much for talking to me today. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure, Alison. Thank you for asking me.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Susan Ritchie. Susan's book, Strategies for Being Brilliant, 21 Ways to Be Happy, Confident and Successful, is available from Amazon in Kindle and paperback formats. And you can find out more about her at utimecoaching.co.uk. To hear more conversations with authors, visit www.theproofairy.com/conversations. I'm Alison Thompson, and I'll be back soon with another Conversations with Authors podcast. Bye for now.